Homily 29, Jesus' central message, the kingdom. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. When people come to me for a variety of reasons, I always ask, if you had one wish, what would it be for? What is your immense longing? When I tell them that they are ultimately seeking the kingdom of God, I often get a puzzled look. One of the great blessings of my priestly and theological life was the rediscovery by scholars that Jesus must be understood as a first century Palestinian Jew, whose central message focused on the kingdom of God, not universal love, as one often hears. The famous scripture scholar, Normus N.T. Wright, has an appendix in one of his many books that lists the astonishing number of biblical references to the kingdom of God. The Jewish longing during Jesus' day was for the arrival of God's kingdom, for God to be faithful to his covenant, forgive them, free them from the oppression of their Roman occupiers, overthrow the pseudo-King Herod, have all Jews perfectly observe the law, complete the building of the temple, and so be fully with them. I cannot overemphasize that the Jewish understanding, thus Jesus' understanding of the kingdom of God, was very much a kingdom of this world, with strong political overtones. This is the context for understanding "Thy kingdom come," and the Our Father prayer. Jesus' person, mission, preaching, stressed that the kingdom of God was breaking in because Jesus was present. His person, his many parables, his miracles, all stressed that Israel's history had reached its climactic moment, that Israel's dream was coming true right here and now. In short, Jesus is the kingdom incarnate, the seed of what will fully flower in the transformed world into thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus never said, my kingdom is not of this world. Bad translation. But my kingdom is not from this world. Jesus never said, the kingdom of God is within you. Again, an unfortunate translation. He said, the kingdom of God is in your midst. I'm here. Or it can be translated as, the kingdom of God is within your grasp. When the apostle Paul was in prison, he knew that in one sense the kingdom had not come. Herod was still king. The Romans still ruled. However, Paul knew that Jesus was in fact the breaking in of the kingdom of God because the Father had raised him from the dead. Because of Jesus' resurrection, Paul and we know that God is indeed among his people, God with us, Emmanuel, unconditional love. In the risen Christ, as the seed of the kingdom of God, all creation, which groans, is being brought to perfect fulfillment and transformation. You, I, the entire creation will be raised from the dead as the new heaven and the new earth. That is the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven.